The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the next episode of the Brethren of Chaos Podcast, episode 51. Not 100% certain, but...
Doesn't matter.
I think it is.
We always forget.
Yeah. Last episode, what was it? O'Connor was on, wasn't he?
The Prohibition.
That was a laugh.
That was good. That was a good little pug.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoyed that.
Some rabbit holes we kept on talking.
Yeah, we went down a few rabbit holes there, didn't we? Yeah.
I don't think we even covered much of the topic.
We're
just talking and laughing.
It's named Prohibition, but we didn't really talk about that much about the Prohibition.
Yeah, that was a funny episode. You can check that out on Spotify, on...
iTunes,
all the usual.
Yeah.
You can check our social media.
Well, it'd be Apple Podcasts now, actually.
Apple Podcasts.
That's old school,
Yeah. Yeah, we're on quite a few, aren't we?
Yeah.
I know, I still should remind the listeners, YouTube is a bit back. There's a few episodes behind on YouTube. Everything else is up to date.
Yeah.
You can check us out on Instagram, and that's the only one. Social media acting.
Yeah, the only one that needs to be.
It's the only one people use, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do people use Facebook?
Oldies use Facebook.
Do we want to branch out to them?
Maybe. The only ones over 40 use Facebook, I say.
That's a missing target audience there.
I know, right? But no, Facebook is dead.
Yeah, yeah. I've switched over to the Messenger.
Well, yeah, just the Messenger.
Because I cannot use Instagram anymore. If I use Instagram, I'm on it all day scrolling.
Really?
I'm just so bad how addicted I can get to that.
I hate it as well.
I don't enjoy
You don't enjoy scrolling? No. See, I wouldn't get that for Instagram. I get that for TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
TikTok's fucking awful. That algorithm fucking gets you.
Hooks you in.
Yeah. It's got this weird algorithm where if you watch a video for a certain length of time, it'll then start recommending those videos to you again.
I see, yeah, yeah.
And then you just get hooked on them. Because if you're in the mood for a certain video, like a fucking, I don't know, a food creating video, it'll just start recommending more and you'll start watching them and they're all like, oh, they're all perfect.
Downward spiral.
China have got something there with that TikTok, I'm telling you.
They've done something.
They've got something because this whole generation and the generation below and below that, oh, hooked on that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hooked on it.
It's not good.
I mean, it's not good. It's good in the sense of that. There is some quite good stuff on there.
You can learn stuff on it, can't
you? Yeah, definitely. It's a good little, like, bite-sized kind of YouTube version.
Yeah, I see.
Of it, but it's fucking... A lot of it on there is just shit as well. So then again...
You've got to be careful not to let it take over, like, your whole, like, usage of it.
Well, yeah.
You got to be on the ball, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, with YouTube, you can filter it out because like you have to click on it and watch a video.
Yeah.
There you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. It's fucking awful. Man.
I can't use. I don't want to use my phone at all.
No.
I've moved everybody onto Messenger.
Oh, okay.
You can't
okay.
scroll on Messenger.
No, you can't.
Messenger or Snapchat, I'm happy with.
WhatsApp?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, that's a good shout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people use WhatsApp, Telegram.
Telegram.
Telegram's a different one. Telegram's just the one that's a little bit more encrypted.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so you can send some dodgy stuff.
Mm.
Some interesting stuff.
Dark web stuff.
Dark web stuff.
No, not really, but yeah. There's loads of Messenger apps now. It's fucking mad.
Yeah.
Remember Kick?
That does ring a bell, yeah.
Yeah, I think I got groomed on Kick when I was a kid. Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
Were you doing the grooming, Charles?
I was doing the grooming, I was doing the grooming when I was 14 years old.
reverse
Yeah, yeah,
grooming.
Reversed it on them. Yeah. groomed a lot of 40-year-olds I did when I was 14. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, what have you been up to, Charles?
Oh, fuck all.
Yep.
Absolutely fuck all. I can't even tell you one singular thing that I've done that's actually of worth note.
Same here.
Mm.
I think the listeners the past few weeks probably, because we mentioned it, haven't we, about our situation.
Our situation. I mean, a big huff and puff from me there. My situation's just fucking shite at the moment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going well.
I think we need some morning plans, don't we, Charles?
Yeah, to get us actually up in the morning just and get us this doing fucking stuff. Mad sleep schedule.
I'm waking up at like 2, and then I'm not getting out of bed because I haven't got like anything I want to get out of bed for.
Well, there you go.
Because everything I do is like in the evening.
Yeah,
so I've
right.
got nothing in the day, unless I've got the odd few jobs in work.
Mm.
But like, I can't even bother like doing them now.
Even through the day, you don't want to watch a movie through the day. No, yeah, you feel sick.
Just like sat in bed, like oh.
Yeah,
God,
and then you gotta, yeah, and then it's such a dilemma in life now. I was trying to think, it's maybe this goes on to the topic of what we're going to talk yeah. about today. What do we want from life, or what else was it? It was
where do we want to be?
Where do we want to be? I guess it goes into that topic.
Yeah, yeah.
In the sense that, fucking, even when I was working a 9-to-5, didn't like it. When I was doing this right now, don't particularly like it either. Mm. God, there's no fucking winning.
Yeah, it's for both ends. You're
shite.
No, I think I know I keep saying we as like we're not in the same situation, but we're kind of in a similar situation.
Yeah, in terms of our routine, I think
we're in a rut, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we could say we're in a rut.
I feel like if you break the rut,
yeah,
then everything will start flowing back into. Good times.
For me, it's just everything needs to happen in steps. So I have got a plan of what I want to do. It's just I need them to happen in a certain order for it to, like, you know, move off. And if step two becomes before step one, then I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, I get
it. Like, in my head,
yeah.
I'm like, fuck, it just doesn't work out like that.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah, right. So, like, let's say, for example, my goals are to move out again because of after all this shit and then get a new job. But new job is two, step one is moving out.
I see, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got to, I want to move out first before getting a set of job, but that's just not happening at the moment. So maybe I have to move to step two first, but that just doesn't comprehend in my mind.
You don't want to be jumping a step.
No, I don't want to be jumping any
skipping
steps.
Skipping stones.
No, fuck that. How about you, Steve? What have you been up to?
Well, I had that gig on the Saturday.
Yes.
Other than that, though, I haven't been doing much. I wish you could pay somebody to take you out of bed.
In the morning? That would drag you out of bed?
That would get me out of my rut.
Yeah,
if someone come in my room, say with a coffee already made, and they drag me out of bed and make me stand up in the room, and I'm stood up out of bed, right, here we go. Because I just cannot get out of bed.
Do you know what I found useful a couple of years ago? It was like... To get me in the routine and get me out of bed in the early is literally as soon as I wake up... I would have this maze game on my phone, like an alarm maze game.
Yeah.
Like a brain trainer. And it would ask you like 6 questions and then have a maze to get out of something. By the time you've done that, you're awake.
I see.
And then what you have to do is you have to jump straight out of bed and make your bed. That's number one.
Yeah.
That's number one of what you've got to do, because otherwise then you're stuck in there.
Yeah, and then you're just lying there, aren't you?
Yeah, and then time block your whole day. So apparently that's what the most productive people get.
I get, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So first thing to do is jump out of bed, make your bed, and then time block. Just go into your calendar and say from 9 to 10, I'm doing this.
Mm.
From 10 to 12, I'm doing this. And then then just stick to it, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I should do that. I've got my notebook here.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, lovely little flip pad.
Yeah, that's what I have my daily things on as well.
Okay.
Most of the stuff's like, this one's like reading.
Yeah.
Chess.
Yeah.
Guitar practice.
Yes.
I've been learning Nepali now as well.
Oh, of course.
Because I've realised like the words are still in my head fresh.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh, I've got to capitalise on this. Well, and start studying it. It's a good time to like learn the language, isn't it?
Yeah, take a long. Yeah, yeah.
But maybe I should put all this into time block. Yeah, time blocks.
Yeah, it would make it much easier. You get it more done, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
definitely.
That's it. Yeah. Well, I haven't been doing much else. I'm productive at night. In the evening, when I go out and go and do stuff or meet people and stuff, it's fine. It's just literally in the day.
In the day, it's difficult.
Just can't do anything.
And then I'm always like you. Ever since I've been a kid, I've been more of a night owl than I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you?
I find it easier to stay up
later
than
it is to wake up.
Wake up earlier. Yeah,
same. I think that's just the way it, apparently.
Some people are opposite, aren't they?
Well, some people are opposite, but apparently psychopaths are, you tend to be more of a psychopath if you stay up later.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, well, that explains it all.
But I think, yeah, with this fucking, but they're brethren of chaos. I think that, yeah, I think it yeah, does I explain think... it all.
Yeah, well, I've still been doing, I've been having ginger tea. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, it's great for your digestion, right?
Yeah. Mm. I've been just literally cutting ginger up, raw ginger.
Oh, you've actually been fucking...
Oh, yeah, like putting it... So I just I boil the water, cut like a load of, like a handful of raw ginger into like small squares, put it in the water, leave it for like 5 minutes and then drink it. Been having that.
Is it great?
I don't know. I haven't felt like any benefits yet, but maybe it's one of the ones where you just don't... It's over time, you know, like it.
Yeah.
But from what I've Googled, it's like one of the best things to be doing.
Really?
For health.
But other than the digestion that I know of, what are the other health benefits?
There's loads of nutrition.
Mm.
It, nausea.
Ooh.
So, because sometimes in the morning, I feel a bit sick.
Really?
You know, like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know why. It's not like morning sickness, you know, pregnant women.
No. I know what you mean.
Like, I just can't eat properly.
Yeah.
It's gotta be, I've got to be awake for a bit to eat.
Yeah.
But like that gets rid of nausea. What's the... Oh, it's like cognitive stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it helps your brain.
That's cool. So
I can't remember the exact science behind it. I did read into it, but I can't remember. It does something. It improves your cognitive abilities.
Right.
Maybe just like keeps your brain fresh or whatever.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be... Everything it does is like quite strong. It's not just like... Oh, it helps a little bit. It's supposed to be quite
a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot compared to other stuff you can do.
Maybe it's one of them that you'll see the effects longer term.
Yeah,
other than the short term.
Do like 6 months a year of it.
Yeah. That's what I get with all the supplements that I fucking take. I think I take like 8 supplements a day.
I'm blasting them all.
Yeah, I've tried it all.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important one, I think, isn't it?
We can get no sunlight here, do we?
No.
Yeah.
I've tried to.
Oh, well, yeah, try to. Yeah.
Can't.
It's not something we can control. No. Yeah. So, take quite a few, but...
Yeah. Vitamin C?
Yeah.
Are they the two healthiest?
Don't know. I take vitamin C, D. What else do I take? Magnesium.
Magnesium, yeah.
Yeah. Omega-3.
I see.
So we need that because I don't eat fish.
No. Not at all.
Good for heart health? No, not really.
No.
Weekly, you're supposed to have like a good amount of fish.
Yeah.
But just don't.
Yeah, just don't get around to it.
No, my diet's shit. To be fair, it's so funny how we talk about health stuff and my diet's shit. We'll be thinking about a ginger kebab after this. Like, whoa, but it's fucking awful for us.
Well, I've been thinking about Caspers.
Oh, yeah. Sugar. God. You know what's funny? I had a fucking mad sugar rush yesterday.
Really?
I went to the shop and paid like £7 for just loads of chocolate and
fucking
sweets
hell.
And shit. And I was like, this is Steve.
It's all downhill for me now.
I know.
I've rubbed off on you, really.
I know, I'm going to get diabetes. Thanks, Steve. Yeah.
I've got it. I'm still craving it now. Like
a good Caspers.
Have you ever had the Oreo waffle?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I like the cookie dough from there. It gets a bit sickly, but I like the cookie dough.
Yeah.
Cookie doughs. Oh, a good Sunday. Churros. Oh.
No, let's, yeah, go, let's go into the episode. Let's not talk about food.
Food.
Oh, God.
Yeah. As we mentioned before.
Today's episode, Charles he put the predicament of what episode to do forward to the AIs.
The AIs, yeah.
Yeah, the robots.
Snapchat AI and ChatGPT.
That Snapchat AI, I've absolutely gone wild on that.
I think everybody has.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that shit.
It's great. It's better than Googling. You can answer anything.
True.
Like questions I can Google and trying to flick through fucking websites or whatever Google gives.
Yeah.
That Snapchat one just gives it in like 5 seconds.
I know, I still ask Siri and stuff and Google, like, because it's hands-free. I go, hey, Siri, and I ask it a question now. It, like, literally popped up on my phone.
There we go, yeah.
But, yeah, it's great for, like, and do you know what? I've even just sat there and had chats about movies with it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, you know what? I've done that as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
What are you watching at the moment?
What's going on?
I'm an AI. I'm not fucking watching it even.
Yeah, I think it's great. Mm. Obviously, some people are worried about it.
Mm. Who gives a fuck? People that are sitting there, yeah? And they're like asking it questions like, what's my name? And it's going, oh, I don't know your name. And then it tells you your name after in a different manner. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
you're literally giving your location to the fucking Uber app.
I know, yeah.
Well, fucking course it's going to know like these things, yeah. Because all the other things in your life, you're happy to give your location, tapping your card here, everything. There and everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking grow up, man. It's the 21st century.
I know, yeah. There's more important stuff. If people are worried about that, like it's like, what is it, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
Yeah, it's fucking, listen,
there's more important stuff, or like stuff you can look at in your own life that can fix first.
Yeah, that you can fucking fix first. Like, no one gives a fuck about you. Like, when people are saying, oh, Alexa's watching me, or the people that cover the fucking camera, the webcam,
yeah,
on their laptop. Have you covered it?
No, man.
Right, good. Because I was going to shit on people. I didn't want to shit on you. But what I mean is, like, for the people that, no one gives a fuck what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Steve from FBI or someone from fucking Amazon, like Jeff Bezos, doesn't give a fuck what fucking,
yeah,
Steph on Facebook with two kids and is on the dole. No one gives a fuck what you are doing. Like, yeah, the most you are doing is watching Peppa Pig in the morning and having, what's it, fucking, I don't know, fucking crisp butties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No one gives a fuck. You're not doing anything special. So, like,
yeah,
the people get upset and all this and that. It's literally providing so much to your life. Like, grow the fuck
up. Yeah, you can use it in such a positive way.
Yeah.
Like Charles did, and got some topics for us.
Here we go. Well, some were fucking, or I'm not being funny. Listen, AI, if you're listening, some of the topics that you were giving to us were fucking awful.
What were some of the bad ones?
There was one that was like, oh, yeah, imagine if there was an alien coming down and then you had to live with aliens and talk about the dichotomy of living with aliens. And I was like, oh, listen, maybe we'll save that one.
Yeah,
we'll put it on the list.
Put that at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, put that on the fucking bottom of the list. Nice one, AI. I literally put back to it, I was like, fucking right, no, that was shit.
That was terrible.
And he was like, so sorry, Charles, I'll give you another one.
I'm only learning.
So yeah, well this one didn't even suggest this to me.
Yeah.
This one wasn't suggested to me. This one was just come up one.
Oh,
so
I
this
see.
Wasn't just the
oh,
AI one. I just said this
just
one.
Just came from the head of Charles.
Yeah, this was just
straight
me.
From the dome.
Yeah, fucking hell. It's not that. It's not like we've not discovered fucking, I don't know, relative theory or anything like that. You know. Do you know what I mean? Fucking,
we're uncovering some dark secrets.
Yeah, no, we're not doing anything as well. I just said, what do we want from life? And that's a podcast.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Yeah.
And just AI pushed the idea into my head. Let's just say that.
I see.
It's helpful.
It got the juices flowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Charles.
Yes.
What do you want from life?
Oh, God, that's a fucking deep question, isn't it? See,
well, where should we start?
Fuck.
Maybe we should ask AI, where do we start on this topic?
Oh, man. It's such a deep question, what do we want from life? Because I think it's ever so changing.
Yeah, yeah, it's
don't
fluid.
You think? And the reason why I wanted to do this is, one, so that we can come back in a few years and listen back to this podcast.
When you said that, I was like, that is such a good idea.
Yeah, because like, it's going to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in a few years, like I could be living on a fucking cottage somewhere, fucking, I don't know.
With AI. Like,
yeah, with AI.
A load of AI.
And you could be in fucking Nepal again and settle down in your whole life over there.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to see what we want from life now, but also to go back on what you said and look where we was thinking when we were a bit younger.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely changed for me.
Oh, it's the same here, yeah, definitely.
So what do you want from life?
Are you putting it back onto
I'm throwing
me?
It back on you, fuck you.
So what do we want? So in terms of like materialistic or just like, no, what about like
well, that's a good way of putting it, to be fair,
because there's different
materialistic
angles. Yeah, materialistic
and also what you want spiritually or morally or anything like that. Because
actually, let's go through it like that.
Well, we could,
yeah,
in aspects, because some people want one more than the other.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, well, let's go there. Start off. Where does that rate highly on both of our lists materialistically?
For me now, because I've been practicing for a good time now, minimalism.
Mm.
I've been trying to implement minimalism like quite hard now.
Mm.
So now materialism is bottom of the pile.
You're joking.
If anything, I want to get rid of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be accumulating any more stuff.
So you don't give a fuck. Well, to be fair, Steve, ever since I met you, you are not a materialistic person. You don't want the, you don't want any flashy clothes for people like our age. You don't want any particular, you know, flashy car.
Yeah.
You don't want them. Like, I don't know, deep down, what do you want? I mean, maybe you do want flashy clothes and flashy car and stuff like that.
I don't mind, like in terms of cars, like, I don't mind extreme cars, like a nice souped-up Subaru Impreza.
Well, that's
or a Mitsubishi Evo.
Yeah. Something it's not like really that. A flat... You're not going for a fucking Porsche,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I'm not bothered about Porsches or BMWs or anything like that.
Yeah.
But a car like a rally spec Evo.
Yeah.
I'd take that, definitely.
See, that's just more of a hobby thing, though. Don't you think?
Do you reckon,
less than,
yeah.
Less than materialistic. Yeah, it might cost a bit, but it's less materialistic. It's more like, yeah, I want this car because it can fucking do this and that.
Because it's, you know? Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think when I think of materialism, I think a lot of stuff is a waste of money. It comes down to wasting money.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'd rather spend the money on other stuff, on experiences or valuable stuff, stuff that gives back good stuff, rather than just like, I don't know, like a BMW on finance. It's just like, what does it give?
Nothing. I would say you're definitely, are you, well, I'll ask, you're more of experience based then.
Yeah. I feel like I'd rather get the experience rather than have things.
A holiday over a car.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Going out to watch some event rather than a new pair of shoes.
Definitely. Yeah. 100%.
I can definitely tell.
Yeah. But the thing is, like I was saying with you, because I've been doing... I read a book, a Japanese book. I'll lend it to you, actually.
Okay.
It's called... I can't even fucking remember it. But it... In it,
the art
about
of war.
The art of war. Yeah. In it, it talks about like minimalism and like how good it is and how benefit, and like talks about like the author's friends and stuff who practice it, and say how it's like it just enriches your life so much when you just get rid, you declutter everything.
Yeah.
And like you can practice minimalism in all sorts of ways, not just materialism, but like a materialistic ways. Like, I don't know, I just feel a lot more when I'm doing stuff. Like a silly example is like fishing. Like I got to a point where I had shitloads of equipment and fishing, and now I've got nothing. It's just like so simple, just like literally a hook or whatever. You know, like this basic setup.
Yeah.
And it's more enjoyable. It's well more enjoyable.
Well, it's like what you were saying on the music podcast, and you said fucking an amp.
Yeah.
You can have a £20 amp or a £500 amp, and it's not no fucking difference, really.
Just get the cheap one.
Yeah.
Does the job. There's no need like fucking getting... People have like 100 guitar pedals.
I know, right? Yeah,
so
yeah,
what
yeah.
do you use all that for? Like, the one song that might need it.
Yeah.
You have to, like, carry them all, fucking plug them all in, do all the setups with it all and everything. A piss take,
yeah.
Fuck that.
That's one thing that I definitely respect about you for, is that you are the least, and this is no doubt here, the least materialistic person I know. Like, genuine, the least. Because you don't need all this shit, and you don't, and that's... For our age, especially our age,
yeah,
I think it's quite commendable. You look at everybody our age, even me, you want fucking clothes, anything, you know what I mean?
There is a few people who go overboard, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Buying, purchasing, consumerism.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it? Consumerism.
Well, I say that. I'm a consumer. I've fucking got an iPhone here, an Apple Watch.
See, but where I think you differ is you actually have an interest in that stuff.
Oh, I do love tech.
You know, yeah, you know, like, there's people who buy stuff purely just for the sake of consumerism, just for buying it.
Yeah.
Saying they've got it. You know, like, they don't have they don't know they don't have a proper interest in what they're buying.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will say, for example, if they know a brand, if they've seen it out, they'll just start, like, you'll see a lot of kids, like, wearing Palm Angels tops.
Yeah.
Right out, and it'll be like, you don't even know anything about that brand, you'll buy that. Or you'll see loads of kids wearing Vivienne Westwood, like, necklaces. Yeah. And, like, you don't know anything, you don't want to wear it. Like, but I will say it definitely does get the best of you sometimes, because you've got, like, everyone's wearing that. I want that.
You want that?
The sheep herd mentality definitely takes over once in a while.
Humans do have a sheep mentality, don't they?
Yeah.
It is natural.
Yeah.
It is natural.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I would say that I am way more materialistic than you. 1,000,000%. I like the clothes. I like... What else do I like? The tech.
Yeah.
I will hype on and jump on to any new tech item. Yeah. And that is what you said. I do have a huge interest in
it. You have an interest in it, don't you?
Massively, yeah.
It's not just for... just for sake of spending the money.
No, definitely not. Like I've got a fucking smart water bottle, for fuck's sake, that I spent 60 quid on. Like, who else the fuck is buying that shit, right? But I have a huge... I'm like, fucking, it connects to my watch. Like, I can fucking do this. I've got a £500 fan at home now that fucking heats, purifies, and fucking cools the room. Do you know what I mean? It's not a Dyson one, by the way. It's a fucking Philips new one. It's sick, you know.
Terminator one.
Yeah.
Skynet.
Yeah. But if I, you know, so yeah, in terms of tech, yeah. And in a sense, clothes. Like, I will, like, I don't necessarily buy the clothes that everybody else will necessarily wear as well. Yeah. I would say that I'm materialistic in the sense that I will want nice things in my house, though.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if I, I want the silk bed sheets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want the good stuff.
I want the good stuff.
You want the good
but
stuff.
But I want stuff that improves my well-being. If I will spend, if on the top of my list of what I will spend my money on, it's number one will be what will help my well-being and improve my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Two will be tech, and that just fits under that. Yeah. And then three will probably just be like clothes or something like that.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and food, and all of those just kind of fit into one. Good food, I will spend a fuck ton of money on.
Yeah, right? Good see, food. That's why I agree on that.
Yeah.
You cannot be eating good food.
Good food, like a good meal. Do you know how people, because I always think, you know, a lot of people our age, you know, they're experimenting with drugs and spend a lot of money on alcohol and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And as we've both established that, like, we don't do it that much, or at least at all.
No.
So we have that expenditure there.
Yeah.
Where we can spend a little bit more money on these.
On
these other things.
On some tasty food.
On some tasty food. That is my weakness, Steve.
What did we get last week after the bar?
We went and just got a nice little Turkish mixed grill.
The mixed grill? Oh, God, that was
great.
So nice.
Lamb chops, chicken, kofta kebab, rice, bit of salad.
No, stop. Don't
we're
going to
be
about
talking
food.
About
don't
food talk. So much. Already we've come in this podcast talking about Caspers and fucking mixed grills.
Okay.
But, but look, when it comes to that kind of stuff, don't you have a list of like things that you would put in number one, number two in terms of...
I think I agree with you on that. But if I'm buying stuff, it's got to improve my well-being.
Mm.
But now I'm thinking of something, actually. There is a part of me that likes... on a materialistic level or a consumeristic level to buy something that's a bit extreme.
Ooh, what kind of things that are extreme?
Not extreme, but just like not normal. Not like say if you buy like a double neck guitar.
Yeah.
You know, something a bit silly that's just a bit out there.
Do you know what I can paint in the picture? I can see you walking into an antique shop and being like, this is fucking mad, this double sword machete thing.
Yeah.
You'll be
like
I'll fucking buy that. That's what you, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Something a bit out there that's like, whoa, fucking hell, look at this. Fucking musket from the Napoleon Wars.
I can definitely see you having a house in the future with all these fucking mad stuff around, like.
I think, if I was going to be, say if I was in the future and I was buying stuff for a house, I'd be buying, that's the sort of stuff I'd be buying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be buying just normal fucking... granite top work, whatever.
yeah.
Kitchen top. You know, like, just the stuff that people want.
Yeah.
They think that's like the normal stuff to get.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Get something funny. Get something
I would
silly.
Want a madhouse.
Yeah.
Just fucking mad shit laying around. And yeah, I want it to be nice and clean and minimalist in a sense, but like fucking put a machete on the wall from.
Yeah.
You know, Napoleon or something like that.
Something interesting.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree with you as well when you're saying buying stuff for that. For your well-being, and that can improve your day-to-day life.
Yeah, I think
I'd put that top
number one.
Yeah.
I most recently I was looking at there's this new company that is set up in London called Bionic.
Bionic.
It's been around since 2019.
Yeah.
And what they do is you sign up, you get a blood test, and they'll tell you what you're deficient in. They make personalized vitamins for you.
Oh, I see.
And they'll keep it up to date. It's like a whole nutritional plan. They've got someone that will write a new diet plan based on you.
Mm.
And like, it's like £150 a month. It's a lot of money. But I just think...
that could be a game changer.
I was thinking about it, though. Can you like just imagine someone sorting your whole life out, like you're sorting your whole diet out? Like, what I would want, ideally, if I became rich,
yeah,
is someone sorting out all that shit for me. I'd have a chef,
yeah, I know,
personal trainer, nutritionists. Wouldn't you? That's number one for me.
I know what you mean there, definitely.
You know what I mean?
I have someone getting me out of bed in the morning, dragging me out of bed.
Yeah. Dragging you, by your feet.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, though, yeah. Like, get everybody sorting everything out for you.
Yeah.
You can just crack on with everything.
And then you can crack on with other... Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool, all right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just having everyone sorting out all the shit that would necessarily take some time out of your day for...
Mm.
I like things that also cut time out of your life. So, like, help you gain some time back. Because I feel like time is the currency the most that we need, you know. 100%. It's the most expensive currency or whatever.
Yeah, you don't get it back, don't you,
it's
really?
It's precious.
Yeah.
You know? So, even though I fucking waste a lot of it doing other shit. But what
I waste it sleeping all day.
Yeah, waste it sleeping all day. But what I mean by that is if we have... I don't know, there was this guy on fucking TikTok, again, TikTok, sorry.
Here we go.
But he had this machine that's like goes around his stomach that he uses like 10 minutes a day, and it simulates 1,000 crunches in 10 minutes, and then he has a six-pack.
I get it, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck doing the hard way. I'm all about shortcuts in life. Yeah.
But then somebody could argue, eh?
Yeah.
Doing 1,000 sit-ups is going to train your mind as well, isn't it?
It could train your mind, yeah, true. I am by the philosophy, and I have always kept by this, that, you know, find someone who's lazy to do something, because they'll find an easier way to do it. And I'm a lazy fucker.
That's true. Yeah. They will find an easier way.
That's how I work in normal jobs as well.
Yeah. I think the same there.
Mm.
I think definitely, like, saving time is an important thing. A lot of people waste a lot of time on certain stuff.
Yeah.
That they don't even enjoy doing. Like, what if you enjoy wasting time, then is it really wasted time?
It's a good question. Well, no, it isn't then. It depends on what your idea of enjoyment is. But, so, no.
In a way.
Well, yeah.
In a way.
I think there's a... I think, actually, this is good, because our idea of what wasting time and doing nothing is all dependent on who we are, right?
My
mate Alex, I'll bring him up. His idea of doing nothing, is also... No, his idea of doing something, sorry, is my idea of doing nothing.
Oh, I get what
you're
saying.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, he hates people that are, like, on the dole and, like, sitting all day and fucking do nothing.
Yeah.
Per se. I'm putting quotation marks there. He hates that. He needs... But his idea of doing something for me is my idea of fucking doing nothing, because what he does, like, if he's doing something, whether it's with his hands or being active, then in his mind he's doing something. So he could be out in his job all day, where he's an electrician, so let's say he's going to pick up a generator here and then dropping a generator there. To me, that's my idea of hell and doing nothing, right? And then he gets home and he'll go to the gym, fair enough, cool, we both like the gym. But then he gets home from the gym and then he'll watch The Office for a little bit, cook some food, I don't know, do something else, and then go to bed. And, like, if he's active most of the day and out, that's his idea of doing something. That's my idea of doing nothing, because you're not fulfilling your day with anything new. You're getting in no new information. But I'd rather stay in all day and see no sunlight, but have watched a couple of movies, listened to a new album,
read a bit of a book,
and gain so much more information and fulfillment from those. But that's what fulfills me.
Yes, it's an individual perception, isn't it?
Yeah,
of what it is. I totally get what you're saying there. That's a very good point, that, Charles.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. Like it goes back to, well, it is different what I'm going to say here, but it kind of comes back to that last episode. I was more about heavily drinking, but to some people, that's what they enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So it kind of is just like, I don't know how to word it, but like that's
let
the
everyone
thing.
Do what they want to do. Yeah, in a way. I mean, so, but he was harping on me for doing that stuff. Like he says, go for a walk, and my and for me, going for a walk is absolutely fucking pointless.
You don't get anything out of that.
No, like I get the whole exercise part of it, but if I want to go out and exercise, I'll go on out and exercise.
I'll
go to the gym.
Yeah,
but. Going for a walk, what, just to have a little bit of sunlight or something? It just seems fucking pointless to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but that's his idea of doing something.
I see what you mean. Yeah. So, some people may just view it as like keep him busy. He's doing something.
But I've never ever in my life got bored.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've never sat there and thought, what do I do? Like, what I've always. Because I feel like I've got so many hobbies, I can just fulfill my time with other shit.
That's the way to be, yeah. Like, there is so much stuff to do, isn't there?
Mm.
People just can't be bothered or just close it out, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there's so much you can do.
I feel like you've got a ton of curiosity, so that means you're never bored.
Yeah. Well, I think I agree with what you say there about, like, new experiences.
Mm.
And new stuff. There's so much new stuff to get and see and listen. That can just fucking... That's a whole pathway in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
And it doesn't matter if you don't like it. You listen to a new album and it's shit. But I don't think you've wasted your time there. You've experienced a new thing and now you know, I don't like that. Mm.
Yeah. It's a great mindset. Like you're never wasting time. You're learning. Always.
Yeah. Taking like fucking life in.
That's what it is.
Reality.
Yeah. So it's a much better mindset to have. I feel, but other people won't agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, because if I'm sitting in all day or whatever, but fuck that. Like that's why I've always felt, and maybe this is a bit fucking, I don't know, depressing of me. I've always felt like relationships.
Yeah.
I mean intimate relationships. I don't mean like friendships or anything like that.
Bros.
I mean relationships. Bros. I mean relationships can be somewhat a bit of a waste of time.
Yeah.
And here's my view on it,
Go on.
Here's my view on it. And I don't know if we're going off topic a little bit, but...
No, go for it.
Look, for many years through... the ages of probably 15, 16 onwards, when I didn't engage in trying to like be with someone or trying to go out, like, you know, when you're at that age, you're actively, a lot of people, they're trying to get with girls, if you're men or girls are going out, they're trying to find someone, you're trying to find a partner or whatever, right?
Yeah, I get
it. And that takes up so much of your time. Even having someone to talk to on a daily basis, like you're talking to them, Snapchatting them all day, whatever, messaging them, it takes up so much of your time that when I didn't do those things, I was engaging in other things. Like I was reading, watching movies. I was going out doing other things. It was,
Do you know what I mean?
Think to myself, like, actually, that's a big reason why other people aren't at a different stage in life.
Yeah.
Because they never engaged in all of that shit. And they probably end up doing it later down in the line in life. But everyone's I feel like relationships can be pointless.
I think I see what you're saying there.
Not necessarily pointless, but.
Like, since my last relationship,
mm-hmm.
the difference between being in it and not is, like, a massive jump.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, the amount of time I've spent doing stuff is well more being single. Like, going out places, new places, reading, listening, watching stuff, like, fucking unprecedented level.
Yeah,
compared
massive.
To when you was in the relationship. It's just, like, the odd few thing that you were doing. That's a solid point, that.
Yeah, have you noticed that you want to engage in more stuff as well? Like, because on a daily basis, like, I feel like in your brain, you've only got so much, like, that
capacity
to handle. So do you feel like you've got more capacity than... Because if you are talking to someone for that long and they're in your life, most of your mind is on them.
Yeah, right? It's taking up a lot.
Yeah.
But then people could argue, couldn't they? Like, maybe that's more important.
Yeah. You could argue that depending on what you needed, it's more important, but that you need someone.
I don't know. I feel like if you need someone, I feel like you that's not healthy.
If you need, yeah.
If you need somebody.
If you need and want somebody. If
your
not,
whole life comes down to need, you have to be with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel that's unhealthy, that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I know a lot of my mates that need someone rather than they're there for, because they...
A proper thing.
Yeah, it's a proper, yeah, it's a proper reason. Not to, not to throw shade.
Yeah, not to...
I've been,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I've been engaging in it recently, and like I can see how I've just, because now that I've been doing it, I can see how much time it takes out of your day, like, and how people can just get caught up in.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just no time.
Well, don't they say when people get in a relationship, they go fat? Everybody goes fat, don't they, when they go in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Because
yeah,
they just
yeah.
don't have time to exercise
yeah.
or cook properly. So they're always like...
And also, you don't give a fuck, like, because that person's seen you, like, a million times. Yeah. You don't give a fuck.
You don't
because
give a fuck.
You're not trying to also impress.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so in a way, I mean, to be fair, it's not gone off topic because it's what we want from life. It's what we need, you know.
Yeah.
I've never actually wanted that part of it as much as everybody else has wanted it.
Yeah, no, same here. I've never forced, for a good part of my life, I've never forced relationships or gone after relationships.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that all that stuff.
Yeah. It takes up way too much mental time.
Energy. Like, saps your energy.
Are they texting back? Are they, where are they? Are they doing this? Whatever, you know, like, what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah.
And you spend a couple of days with them, then you work a 9 till 5, and then that's your week gone, and that's... it's fine. It's just...
And the next thing, 40 years have gone. You've done nothing.
Yeah, 40 years have gone. It's just utterly depressing, isn't it, Sleep?
It's what one exception would be if you find somebody, and I don't think many people do, from the looks of it, if I do look at people's relationships without throwing shade.
Yeah.
But if you find somebody who does push you out there, you know, say, like...
But you both help each other.
Yeah, say if you meet someone and it's like, right, let's go travelling for a year.
Yeah.
Or let's not settle down, just go travelling for 2 years.
Mate, that must be... Now that must be a good feeling.
That must be the right way. Powerful.
Yeah.
But it's always the opposite, isn't it? It's just like, let's just fucking sit
most of the time.
Watch Netflix.
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair, I'm not talking about older, mature relationships, to be fair. I'm talking about the younger, like when you're 16, 17, and why I didn't engage in it that much. I was focused on other shit. I feel like I progressed so much as a person by engaging in so much more shit rather than doing that. Like, I don't think I missed that much.
If anything, it's the opposite way around. They've missed what you were doing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And you know, and my mates will say opposite. But fuck it.
You and your mates are complete opposites here from the sounds of it, Charles.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We throw in a bit of shade, both of us, I think, you know, a little bit half-heartedly, yeah.
So consumerism. I mean, not materialism.
Materialism.
And what was that then? Relationships. We classed that.
Yeah.
Where do we want to be? And what was the other ones you were saying?
I guess morality and like
morality
or
spiritual.
I think that's such a difficult one. I think where do all those rank for me? And I think morality and spiritually, I want that goes top of my list for me.
Yeah,
like again, I could live in you know, a one-bedroom flat in the shittest place ever in my whole life, but if I'm happy and I've got that integrity that I've kept for the most of my life, then I'll be content.
I think. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I just want to put it out there that straight away, like, if I would rather be a good person and have from the outside a shit life rather than like a, you know, an evil person with a little less morals and don't know who they are. And, you know, be a millionaire, personally.
Like Patrick Bateman.
Ah, yeah.
Is that a good example?
Maybe.
Maybe.
He's a murderer.
You know, no, I totally get what you're saying there, yeah, yeah.
How about you?
I feel the same.
Yeah?
I agree with you on that one as well, Charles.
Good.
I think we seem to be very in line.
We're on the same page,
yeah,
Steve.
Completely.
It's why we do the pod, though.
I think morality, I think helping people and stuff like that. Spiritually, I don't think I have an interest at all.
No.
Spiritually. Or, like, what spiritual goes into a bit like religion and stuff like that as well.
I, I don't give a fuck about religion either. I mean, how you... I feel like spiritually means fulfillment and how connected you are empathetically to your life and the people around you, you yourself and other things like that. I think it spiritually connects more to emotion than it does to logic.
I get you. Right? Yeah.
So I've always felt so much better in my life when it comes to that side of things rather than following logic all the time, you know?
Yeah. I think... like the spiritual cover, like friendships and all that stuff.
I would say
how
so.
How you feel about all that?
Yeah,
and connect. How you feel in the, on the bigger picture with it all?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Mm,
it's hard to say. Like, I don't know how to put that. Like, where I'd want to be with it all.
Mm.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's a difficult one. I would say now, looking forward, so let's say me a few years ago, not even a few years ago, let's say going back to when I was 14, around that age, right? Yeah. I've always been the type of person to, one, want more from life, like more spiritually, yes, but I wasn't conscious of it then, but I knew that I wanted more from life, so... Even when I was in school, the reason why I acted so up so much in school is because I didn't like the system.
You fighting against the system?
Yeah, because I knew that looking forward in life...
Johnny Rotten.
Oh, here we go, yeah. but I knew even looking forward in life that it didn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
And the ways of even doing stuff in school, it didn't appeal to me as much. And so I always knew that I wanted more, but I didn't know what more was, right?
I see. Yeah. You could feel it, but you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
You wasn't fully knowing.
Yeah. Now I can. Now it's a little bit better. But back then, I wanted the world, man. I did. I wanted. Especially when it got a little bit older, you got to 16, 17, and 18. You know, I went through a bit of a stage where, I guess, I was a little bit more ego-driven. Mm-hmm. And I wanted success, and I wanted to, you know, show people my success.
Yeah.
And I wanted to engage in activities where there was success available.
I get you. Yeah,
does that make
sense? I think at like that age as well, I think that's part of like growing, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, you grow your ego.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, your ego gets like checked, doesn't it?
And it gets
put into line.
Yeah.
But at that age, your ego's just like all over
massively,
the place, isn't it?
Right?
Finding itself, finding where it's going, what it wants and everything.
Yeah. And like, I think at that point in my life, when I wanted the world, like I was so obsessed with, let's just put it, the entrepreneur CEO way of living.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to adopt that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to make my own company and live with it. And you know, my friend Alex was making fun of me because he was like, you never wanted to work a day in your life back then. I was like, it's true. Because I was like, I'm never living this way. Like, I'm never living the way that everybody else is living. I never wanted to do that.
Mm.
And I wanted a rebel without a cause.
Rebel without a cause.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I just felt like I wanted to rebel constantly. This drive to rebel constantly. That's why I got in trouble at school. I wasn't a knobhead, like, who was just, you know, I had behavioural problems or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just, I needed to rebel constantly. I needed, because I felt like something more was, like, there for me.
That was, like, an outlet for what you were feeling.
Yeah. Did you ever feel like that? Did you ever feel like, because I would say you, Steve, for all the people that I have met, right, you definitely feel like a person that... He wants more too, in the sense, but you've definitely found roots and other things, but you've known what it is. You want to travel, you want to play music, you want to engage with people, you want to curiosity about topics, everything.
I think I'd just like to cover everything you can cover in life.
Everything.
Yeah, that's the obviously unattainable, but like, you know, like, some people are happy just settling, you know, just for less.
Mm.
I don't know, like... I think on the earlier episodes, I put it a good way where it's like, I'm happy doing a load of jobs rather than just one. You know, for your whole life.
Get
really far in one job.
Yeah.
I'd rather just do like fucking 100 completely different
odd jobs.
And just have the experience of all of it.
Yeah. Jack and of like, all trades.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather live like that. Get the experiences from everything rather than just doing one thing.
Yeah.
I think that's why I do so much.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what life is experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
From the external world, what you take in, so you got to try and get as much as you can.
Was that the same when you was, I don't know, in school? What was you like back then? Because you was engaging in many activities back in school, right? So like,
I think.
Has it always been with you? Is what I'm asking.
Probably similar to you. Like not. It was like I didn't know fully.
Yeah.
I know back in school, like I didn't do anything in school.
Mm.
Like I didn't do any of the work or anything. All I'd do, literally. From anybody who looks back, who went to school with me, all I did was just talk and laugh and get sent out of every lesson for talking.
That's great.
And I'd just be talking non-stop.
Yeah.
That's all I'd do with everybody.
That's why we started the podcast then. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, all I wanted to do was just, like, not even, like, piss around, but just talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And just talk and talk and talk.
It's great, though.
But, it didn't interest me, school, like you said. You know, like the system and all that. But now I look back, I kind of think it's not that bad in a way. There's some parts of it where you could apply yourself.
And it
would be productive and worthwhile. Obviously, a lot of it is bullshit as well, but there is some parts of it that was like...
Ironic, innit? Because you look back and you go, oh my God, I could have applied myself there a little bit better.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there's definitely... I definitely would rather experience as much as I can. Than just settle for like a nice safe, just do one thing, stick on it, keep your head down. Fuck that. I'd rather live in like 100 different places, work 100 different jobs.
That's commendable.
I'd rather do that.
Have you ever? Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to ask is now: has there ever been a time in your life where you have changed dramatically? Where you thought I am not the same person?
Yeah, yeah.
That I was. This time, whenever.
I think it was when I broke up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. When was it? Like a few years ago?
Yeah.
Last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was a point where it was similar to what we were saying before about in a relationship, it not ties you down, but like it, when you break up, then you're like, wow, I've got all this freedom.
I can do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I can go and do anything. And like, even the realization that like, you're not a kid anymore.
Ooh.
You know, like, you're an adult.
Ooh.
Like, I know it's weird saying, like, because I'm, like, 27 this year.
Ooh,
but, like, saying, like, you know, there's nobody really telling you what to do.
Oh, yeah.
You can just go and do whatever you want, isn't there?
I love that. Do you know, I was thinking about that the other night. Because I sit there now, and you know how people go, oh, I'd love to be back in school.
Yeah.
I love that. And I was like, I couldn't think of anything worse. I love being an adult.
Yeah.
I love being an
adult. You can go and do anything you want.
Anything you want.
You can go and apply for a job in China if you wanted to.
And just go. That is so true.
You could, tomorrow, you could go to the zoo.
Yeah. But I think
a day out in the zoo.
It's funny that you say that because I think most people wouldn't think that though.
Yeah.
They'd think, oh, no, I can't.
I can't do that.
Yeah. No, you can.
You're an adult.
Do you know what? The reason people think they can't do that is because they fucking tie them down with fucking assets.
That's it, yeah.
And I mean even spiritual assets. Spiritual assets. Oh, tie your fucking down.
Get that written down. So what's spiritual assets?
Fucking, I don't know, the attachment to a place.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, like some people can't leave like the hometown.
Yeah.
Can't they?
The attachment to a place or the attachment to the idea that you are stuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or that you can't change your routine because you love this routine so much or whatever. That even the relationships and friendships that you have. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Go and do it.
Literally, I say that I'm not doing much at the moment, but
yeah. But I think that was like a realization when I broke up.
Yeah,
I that came more into fruition.
Yeah, fruition.
That came into my mind was like, actually, I'm like, what, 20? I was like 25, 26.
Yeah.
I was like, I can literally do whatever the fuck I want.
And you mean you started a pod?
Yeah, started a pod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's nothing. So then, there's nothing holding you back, really, isn't there? Well, obviously, there is like some limitation, but there's.
I think
being open to everything, isn't it?
I think
you should be open.
Money ties you back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a little bit, mostly.
I think, yeah, money is probably the biggest one, isn't
it? Yeah, number one.
And then maybe health factors.
Health factors. Well, yeah, fucking me, look at me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That tie me, that throw me back a few steps, you know?
Other stuff, I don't know. I feel like it's all in the head, like you're saying. Spiritual assets and friendships and all that place. You know, I feel like that's just, they're excuses, aren't they?
Yeah.
People are making that as excuses.
And a disclaimer as well, when you say about health, me and my mom was talking about this, if you've actually got a disability, like, fucking how much that ruins your life. Sorry.
Yeah,
just putting that out there, like, that is fucking just...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine, like, we're not saying that for you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's just put it that way. I have no idea what it is like to be disabled to the point where we actually can't go and do anything that we want. I've had a slight... And I mean, 2% maybe glimpse into what that feels like. I can't imagine what it feels like to have a disability that affects your health for the whole of your life.
Yeah.
So just putting that out there, fucking, because that must be fucking awful. We're genuinely talking about the people that don't have a disability that can do whatever the fuck they want.
Disclaimer.
Just a disclaimer. Yeah. Yeah, because I often don't think about that. I think it's a bit naive to not think about that, to be fair. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
You've got to
be aware of
those things.
Yeah.
But I think, like, for example, like when I was so engaged to get out there and do stuff, when I was 16, I went out, and the first thing I did was I went to Liverpool. I went to the bigger city, let's just say, and I just started going around and just engaging in shit.
Yeah.
So I did a quick get started with drama course, which then spiraled me into a domino effect of I then joined a fucking drama theatre group.
Yeah.
Right? And then I started doing readings with this person that then went into the arts, into contemporary arts. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I want to go and work at FACT. And then I started doing this. And yeah, so.
That's class, that, Charles.
It's
that
fucking,
class.
It was awesome. It was such a great feeling at that age to engage in all of it. And I even did wrestling back in their days. Like,
yes.
I did so much. Like, I was doing my wrestling podcast back then as well. I think I was like, I felt like I was shackled, and then all of a sudden they just got taken off me one day. I was like, I'm going to do all this shit.
Go do it.
And then it kind of like stopped, and now I kind of went on to more shit and started to engage in more shit. But
yeah, different stuff.
Yeah, I've always been engaged in shit. Don't get me wrong. I put myself down a lot because I always say that I don't engage in shit. It's just you don't recognise it.
That's it. That's it. You don't. You know what? I should mention what you've just said then.
Mm.
I haven't started. I did it a few times. You like bullet journaling?
Yeah.
So one part of it is like journaling what you've done in the day or what you've done in the week. And like, I haven't done it that much. Like, I haven't done it enough to like feel the proper benefits or anything. But a few times I have done it, like, you're thinking, oh, I haven't done anything this week.
Or, yeah, you realise you have.
Yeah, you start writing down, you're like...
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, like, in fact, I'm doing like, I had one week, I was doing like more than what people probably do in a month.
That's true.
I did it done in a week, and I'm like, fucking hell,
but you put yourself down when you don't do those things, because...
Yeah.
I think in and with ourselves, you're like, we always want to do more, 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 more.
Yeah.
And then it ultimately depresses you.
Yeah.
It's a cycle.
With us too.
Yeah.
We want to do so much.
Yeah, we want to do so much.
We can never catch the dragon. Never catch the dragon, don't you?
That's true. Yeah. It's an endless fucking poor cycle.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it then changed.
Mm.
And it changed when I... went into FACT, and I've talked FACT about a lot and how much that changed my perspective. But I think I went from the idea of logical, wanting to, you know, achieve success to actually achieving contentness or what's the word? To achieve something that was to belong, you know.
Wow, that's the way you're putting it then.
Yeah, I wanted to be somewhere that I could, you know, Because I was never too much, if you spoke to me back then, I was never too much about the empathetic side or the spiritual side or the morality side ever.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that much. I just wanted to succeed in something and get to a point where I was making a good amount of money and this or that. And where it changed for me was when I worked there, where I realized, actually, I would be content, for example, working in a place my whole life, doing something shit but working around and being in an environment that is good, rather than being in an environment and working around shit people. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be doing the first thing than the latter.
Yeah,
I'd rather be doing that. I realized that working there, and that's when it changed my whole perspective on my life, where I was actually way more content when I was so enclosed in my own little bubble that I just wanted to do that more. And that's where I am. That's where I've been at ever since, I think.
It's
a combination of the two.
That's like settled you, almost. Yeah, not settled you, but like moulded you.
Settled me, moulded me, settled me.
Moulded you.
And people say when you get older, that's actually what happens, to be fair. They say that when you get older, your ambitions lessen.
Yeah, that's
and
it, yeah.
Everything becomes, like, the circle of life becomes a lot more shortened, and you actually become a little bit more content with your house, your car, your kids, your life, and all that stuff. And I get it.
Yeah.
I kind of get it now, because actually what was so appealing about the world beforehand isn't actually that appealing now. Because being, like, when you're younger, you kind of look at the people that are famous and the nice things and the success in life. Actually, I don't want to be successful, because what is success?
Yeah.
What is success to you? Do you know what I mean?
That's a good question, isn't it? Like, I suppose as a kid as well, what you're taking in, like these fucking celebrities.
Yeah.
They're all toxic, aren't they? If you try and look at them, like what you said, what is success? That's not real life.
No.
Isn't it?
Well, exactly. Like, I used to watch this guy called Ty Lopez on YouTube. Do you know who he is? He's the guy that had a Porsche and 1,000 books in his garage.
Oh, yeah. He was on an ad. He did an advert.
Yeah, did an advert. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Bringing back the memories here.
Wait, so need to talk about this for a second.
Well, yeah.
He did an advert, didn't he, that was all over YouTube at one point.
Yeah.
Where he's like filming himself, isn't he?
He's filming himself in the garage. He's got a really nice car, and he's got 1,000 books in his garage, and he says, I read a book a day, and I've achieved this much, and you could achieve this much if you sign up for my fucking course.
That's
basically
it, literally.
And it's a total scam, but when you're younger, it fully takes over you, right?
I can't believe you brought that. That's like an absolute hidden memory unlocked there, Joe.
Isn't it, man?
So you were watching him?
I was watching him, and I was like, fucking, I just want to be him. I want to be that.
Yeah.
Not because of the money, just because, like, that life just appeals to me. I wanted the knowledge. I wanted the success. And I just wanted to achieve. But then you realize, actually, when you get older, he was a fucking scam. And the only reason he was making money was because he was giving these adverts on YouTube, and people were watching these adverts, which were bringing him revenue. And it's just shit like that.
Yeah, it was all bullshit.
It was all bullshit, even the course and everything like that. But
yeah, I see what you're saying there.
I've talked a lot, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it changes your perspective.
That's it, yeah. I think, so we both had like a turning point then, which has changed our perspective, haven't we?
Yeah.
I wonder, when the next one is.
Oh, yeah, that gets into the future of things.
You can't guess, really, can you? It's all, most of the stuff random, isn't it?
Yeah, I think most of the stuff is
a lot
just
of the
comes.
Big stuff in my life has been like the unplanned. Like, say if I plucked, like certain life paths, like my boxing.
Yeah.
Like, because I was doing kickboxing, I never planned to do the boxing. It was just that one just opened up across the road.
And he was like, fuck yeah.
I'm
going to get him.
And like, living in Japan, I never, like, I had no, not even like the smallest plan to live in Japan.
Yeah.
But I lived in Japan because I knew, just happened to be at the time, somebody I knew lived in Japan.
There you go.
Like, at random. So it's like, it's all the big stuff. It's all random, I think.
But don't
or it
you,
just appears, like.
But don't you think a big part of that is just also down to you? Because, yeah, those things opened up in your eyes as things.
It.
But you did take it in the end. You did do it.
That's it, yeah. That's,
you know,
definitely,
I mean?
It. Because there'd be some people on, or at certain times, just not taking stuff, aren't they?
Yeah. Life is all about choices.
Choices. Comes down to choices.
It is. It's all about choices. It's all about when you get... In life, you're going to get these big moments, and they don't happen often, but you're going to get these big moments where it's kind of a yes or no kind of thing.
The highway to hell or the stairway to heaven.
There you go. Perfect. And you're going to get these choices, and it's all about choices. Yeah. That'll lead you down to this road or lead you down to this road.
Literally.
And it could be something small, it could be something big, but you're going to get these choices every so often, and they could lead you down a massive road. Mine led me to York, led me to the Railway Museum, led me to nearly dying, and then led me back here. It's crazy, right?
You've done a full trip.
Yeah, done a full trip, but full circle.
Within that, there's a lot of experience there.
Yeah, kind of.
I think that's important, though.
Yeah,
I think experience, getting experience from all that, for me the choices, making the choices and doing the things, and then having the life experience of it,
yeah,
of them all is important. I think,
yeah,
and that's valuable over most stuff for me.
I agree.
That's my.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's what. Look, at the end of the day, you know, people will always look forward to what they will want from themselves on their deathbed. You know.
It's like that video.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
What you always talk about. Yeah. Do you want to explain to people?
So
is it the toothbrush theory?
The toothpaste theory.
Toothpaste theory.
It's by a YouTuber. He's quite a funny YouTuber. I can't remember his name. But if people put in the toothpaste theory on YouTube, I think he's Australian or New Zealand. He's one of them. But he within his video, so it's not about the toothpaste theory. The toothpaste theory is actually related to this. Toothpaste theory is basically... life is don't go back to the past. You can't put the toothpaste back in the the toothpaste fucking thing.
Yeah,
once it's out,
yeah, that's move
what
on
the, that's
move
what the
forward.
Theory is. Yeah,
yeah,
move on. You can't go back. But what within his video came something else that I seen that I was fixated on was his mum had a job. Basically, it's the maddest job ever, isn't it? She had a job where on people's deathbeds, the family of the person dying would get this guy's mum to come in and she would write an autobiography of the person's life who's dying while he's on the deathbed. Or, you know, like, what is it, when you've got like a few weeks left to live or whatever, and she'll sit with him and he'll tell, like, or whoever it was, she's done loads of people, tell their life. And, like, sometimes they'd publish it, but most of the time, she'd just give the book back to the family.
Yeah.
And the family would read it and stuff, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But then she said, out of all these people who were dying on the deathbed, the very one thing that was, like, the most prevalent from everybody talking back of their life is the changes. It was never, like, the car they had or how much money or, you know, like, stuff. It was always when something big changed in their life. That was and everyone looking back, whenever they talk about the most or what they'd look back on would be the change, whether, like, they changed job, they changed, you know, like, something that changes your life.
Yeah.
That's what they talked about.
Wow.
And she said, like, so that must be one of the most important things.
There you
it's
go.
Just like accepting the change, embracing the change.
Embracing the change.
Just let the change happen.
That's perfect.
Let the change happen.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to live, don't you think?
Definitely.
To embrace the change.
I think that's how you get experiences and meet new people, see new things.
Yeah.
Come across loads of new stuff. But she was saying as well, like, don't look at it from, like, good or bad. It's just change.
Just change.
Just change. Don't, even if it's bad change, stuff still comes from it. You still learn from stuff. You still, maybe good stuff comes from the bad stuff in the future. You know, it's just change. Just embrace all the change rather than, like, some people get settled and, like, don't live the life just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And then they look back on their deathbed and they're not looking back as much as what all the other people have been looking back on.
Fuck.
That's what she said.
Depressing.
Depressing in a way. Stuff.
Shit.
What are you thinking there, Charles? You look wrecked.
Yeah, I do a bit. I don't know. I just, because I guess it goes against what I was thinking.
Yeah.
In the sense that I'd be happy to, if my life's happy, I'd be happy to live it for the rest of my life.
See, I said that as well, didn't I, before? Like, if you're happy. What did I say? It was something like that, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you, it's your own personal thing, isn't it? If you're happy... Oh, it's like wasting your time.
Yeah.
If you're happy to waste your time... Is it wasted?
In your time.
If you're happy to live... I'm not saying live your life wasted, but if you're happy to do one thing for the rest of your life, then is that bad? Because you,
well, that's that I was
you're
thinking.
Happy with it, aren't you?
And I was thinking about that that theory, what she was having. I don't know. I think people will, because people will look back on their changes because there was were things that happened in their life and there was things that they were put in a book. Yeah.
Because
of course the last thing you're going to say is, yeah, I spent most of the days watching movies, like talking with my mates and going out.
Yeah.
But actually you like going out and spending time with your friends and shit like that. So I don't think changes are the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you should take them. But if you are happy in your life, I think that's the most important thing, right? That, wherever you are.
That's how you should look at it, shouldn't you, really?
I wasn't happy in York, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Just because it was changed doesn't mean that I should have stayed there and I should have, like carried on there.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like,
but then you made the change.
I made the change to go up there and I saw what it was like.
I mean, it's like come back.
Well, in a way. In a part, I just think, in a way for me now, if we look into the future, we're talking about going back to the topic of, you know, what do we want from life? If we're looking towards the future now, if I'd be happy going back to where I was in 2019, which was working in a good job with good people, being fulfilled daily and being in my own enclosed little bubble.
Yeah, I remember you told me this, haven't you? Like,
yeah,
that was
loads
that
of
was like you think back, that was like
the just where everything was steady,
yeah,
normal, and just like happy. Do you know what? A part of me, wants that fucking mad, turbulent life,
chaotic.
Yeah, actually, we was talking about this because we both said, I said to you, we watched this fucking Sex Pistols Danny Boyle show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good if you watch, you should watch it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Fucking watch it.
It's on my list.
Yeah,
it's on my list. It's top of my list.
Yeah, good. Well, there we go. Well, just in terms of, let's say, Sid Vicious' life, right? Turbulent, crazy, a lot of changes, a lot of shit going on. Would you want his life, though?
Probably not.
I don't like 21.
Mm.
You know what I mean? On drugs for most of it. Everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Wasn't really a great musician, though.
No.
At all. Can't sing for shit.
He couldn't even play. Did they, like, turn his amp off at one point?
Yeah, they turned his amp off.
Or unplugged it or something.
Yeah, he unplugged it, yeah. But, yeah, so...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You'd think, you know, like, is that really... what you want? Would you take someone else's life to live that life?
I know what you mean there, because it's like lifestyle as well comes into it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like what lifestyle do you want as well?
Yeah,
you know, do you want that lifestyle of just fucking the chaos and it's unhealthy, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a little. It is unhealthy.
Yeah,
I love the little bits of chaos.
Yeah.
Do you know the one? But when you're a little bit involved, but not so, when it's not affecting your life.
Yeah, it's not fucking bombarding you.
Like what you do when you sit on Duke Street, fucking Westfield Street, and watch people fucking get into shit. Like that kind of make your life a little bit more interesting.
Yeah,
that shit. I kind of feel like, I kind of want... Like, that's why I've always wanted, like... For a period of my life where I had a big group of friends, because a lot of shit's going on then, right? You're involved in so many people's life and lots of shit's going on.
Yeah.
It's also mental, but it's also... Yeah, like, that's why I wanted that kind of This Is England type, like, fucking... You're a part of something. We're talking about this. You want to be a part of something, right? You want to be a part of, fucking...
A group or a thing happening.
A thing happening, right? You want to feel, like, in part of something... And like, I was a part of this movement or something like that. And that's also why people do shit. They don't do shit because they believe in it as much. They do shit because they want to be a part of something.
That's a good point.
You're not a fucking... You ain't really love those trees that much, fucking fuckers. You don't love them that much. You just want to be a part of something.
You know, you make... On some guitarist on YouTube, The Art of Guitar, did a video about ska music. You know, ska music came out in like the... Well, it was like came out from like... in the 80s and 70s or whatever, but he was on about the ska movement in the 90s with like the bands like Sublime and all that in America. And he said, he remembered being in school, when it all came out, the ska music, everybody was like dressing up and all that and like part of it, and like they were like saying it's our lifestyle and everything. Yeah. And then ska music died out like early 2000s. And he says every single one of them like went back to being like just whatever they were. Like they just...
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Like they were just following it, literally what you're saying. Yeah. Just following it in.
It's all about, comes back to belonging.
Belonging.
You, everyone wants to belong to something. That's why religion is religion.
That's why there's gangs.
That's why there's gangs. That's why, you know, nobody wants to do this. They want to belong. Because in life, if you're on your own, you're alone, a lone wolf, you become too depressed. But you feel great when you're a part of something.
Yeah.
A part of a movement. A part of, like, that's why I felt good when I worked at that place. Because why? Because I felt I belonged. I'm part of something.
Yeah. Sense of belonging.
Yeah, I was a part of that building. I could have died in that building and my soul would have gone into that building and I would have lived there. Do you know what I fucking mean? Like, that's just is. You want to fucking belong to something.
Yeah.
That's why people have a fucking job title and fucking shout that job. I'm this, I'm that. I have a LinkedIn page to say I'm this or that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They want to be something. They want to belong to something. That's it. That's all we ever want in life.
That's a good way of putting stuff that. What do you want to belong now? Anything you want to belong to?
Not in particular. No. There's nothing I want to belong to in particular. It just takes you.
Yeah, it just takes you.
Just takes you. Like, I do you know what I've always wanted? I've always wanted a fucking cool little shop in a city centre.
Yeah.
Like in the, like a cool shop on Bold Street in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I sell a bit of records, sell a bit of clothes, have cool music playing, have regulars. Just like fucking, and I do that for the rest of my life and I die.
And that that sounds comfy, that.
just like, that's my shop. You know, like...
Have you got a name for the shop? Or not yet?
Not yet, nothing.
Would the AI, would you be consulting
death.
AI?
Just death.
Comfy death.
Yeah. But don't you think that'd be cool? Like, just fucking yours, there you go, it's your shop. You have your cool music playing. You can turn that shop into any little thing. You can have bands in there on a day. You can fucking have a comedy night in there. Fuck it. That's why it could be cool owning a bar. That's why I always said to Tom, with the fucking vault, you can make this into anything you want. This could be yours.
Yeah.
This is your space now. This is yours. Like, you belong here. You've making it belong to something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you take it and you belong there.
Go for it.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree with you there. There's... If you... I don't know. There's something comfy about that. When you say that, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Something comfy about that.
Yeah.
Like having something like that.
Yeah.
But... I'd like to belong to a gang at some point. You know, like a Yakuza gang.
Yeah.
Oh, not for long. But just...
I mean, just to see what it was like.
Yeah, just to be... Like the sense of belonging within a gang. You know, like the comrade to a...
Yeah, I always think that, but then again, fucking, you just die so easily in a gang.
Oh, you're in prison.
You just get shotty. You get fuck that. It would be so cool, wouldn't it? Well, I'm a part of the Crips or the Bloods, yeah. But then you get shot in the middle of the street, and you don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it's just done.
Oh, I don't know, man. Or maybe something that we want is something that we've not experienced yet.
Hmm. Well, that goes back to what we were saying before, weren't we? About the new experiences, new stuff.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine, like, you see all these people that are, like, famous, right?
Hmm.
And they get a bit too old, and but they're still doing the same shit, and they get a bit corny, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but they can't get over it, because that's where the high comes from, and that's where they belong to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just
seeing
it.
Yeah, so like you see all these people who are like, oh, I'm retiring at 30, and then they never retire. They come back and they have like four retirements and they start doing. They die when they're like 60. It's because they can't, like, if you're a musician or whatever, you can't get off that high. Like, that's where you belong to. Don't you think?
That's where you sit. Actually, yeah. Like you, it's, I suppose, like stuff like that as well is quite strong, isn't it? You know, if you're a musician or you're an actor or something like that, it's a big thing, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just like a little hobby on the weekend.
No.
It's like a powerful thing.
Yeah.
So it's took you over, hasn't it?
Yeah. Especially if you've had success.
Yeah.
Imagine what it feels like coming on stage to fucking so many people, like fucking and getting that feeling and doing arena shows and shit like that. How long does that really last? Let's be honest. 10 years?
10 years.
15 years on the top, when you're on the top. Like, if you're the Weeknd right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How long is he lasting doing stadium tours?
Well, isn't he doing his last album?
He said he's doing his last album, yeah.
Or is that just a ploy?
Yeah, I know he's probably thinking about it. He's dropping the name The Weeknd and he's moving on to something else. So he might go into acting or something like that.
I always think if I was famous, really famous in something outside of acting, I would go into acting. If I was Frank Lampard, fuck managing. Yeah. I'd be going to Quentin Tarantino and say,
put me in your fucking film.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be big, but just get me a role in like fucking the next Tarantino or something.
Apparently, it's the hardest job in the world.
Acting.
One of the hardest.
Yeah.
Long hours, just fucking, tough job, apparently.
Do you think if you were that rich, say if you were like, I don't know, Dave Grohl.
Mm-hmm.
He could pay his way into a film, couldn't he?
Yeah.
To be like just a side character.
Hmm.
That's what I'd do if I was a famous person like that.
But don't you think that'd be a bit corny?
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's always corny when you see someone like a musician or Conor McGregor in a film. You're like,
yeah, what the fuck?
It's a bit corny that, you know?
I feel like it'd only work if it's in... it's got to be a good film. It can't just be like the next Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a...
A good, like a proper
A24. Literally that, yeah. Or an art house film.
Well, that's the thing, then. They wouldn't go for you then, because that's another thing, right? If you are famous in one occupancy, you are tainted then. It's so hard to go into something else, because they'd be like, oh, that's Ed Sheeran, and in a fucking Oscar, why would I fucking hire Ed Sheeran when I could hire fucking Timothy Chalamet, who's already an actor?
That's it.
Because they are seen, or they're already portrayed. Yeah, Ed Sheeran could be a much better actor than Timothy Chalamet, but he's tainted.
Because of what he is. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You would never be like getting Ed Sheeran as this like super dark serial killer.
No.
Just because people wouldn't see him like that.
Exactly. The only people that have been able to transcend that and overcome it are like Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
But even him, in a sense, hasn't done that massively. Like, he's done Atlanta. He's done, you know, obviously.
Is that a program?
Yeah. But he produced that and shit like that.
Maybe that's the way. You just have to like fucking be the producer and everything.
But even Eminem's done it, to be fair.
Yeah.
He did that with 8 Mile, and he was fully respected for that. But then again, the film was about rapping.
It was about him.
Yeah, it was about him.
He was playing himself.
Well, yeah. He was kind of like playing himself, like, in a way. So like, he's cool. Like, you know what I mean? So like, then again, it's, you can't see him in an A24 film, can you?
You can't see like Wayne Rooney just appearing in the next, like, was it Midsummer 2?
Yeah. In some Swedish cult.
Yeah.
No, it just doesn't work. And it's such a shame.
Yeah.
Because you think, they could actually do it. Some people, like WWE, have done it, like where a lot of stars from WWE, like The Rock or John Cena and stuff like that. But only a couple of them have been able to transition quite well to that. The Rock has been able to do it and become the biggest box office star in Hollywood, but he doesn't go into those type of films. He's never going to win an Oscar.
No, that's it.
He's never going to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
No chance. No fucking chance.
He's got like a certain type of film, isn't it?
Your only way to become successful in life in those avenues is how you're portrayed, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
How you're viewed.
Yeah.
Your character.
That's it. Like, it's like when you get stereotyped in a role, you're known as that person. You're known as that guy. Steve Buscemi is known as Steve Buscemi. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Sean Bean is known as the guy who gets killed off.
Exactly. And like, once you get stereotyped into a role like that, there's only some people, again, even just in acting, who have been able to like transcend all that, and like Timothy Chalamet is doing it now. Well done, kid. Like, you've been able to do that now. You've chose art house films, and you've been able to do that, and now you're going to be an Oscar winner. But Timothy Chalamet, is never going to be in a Marvel film either.
No.
See what I mean?
I get what you're saying there. Yeah, yeah.
He's never going to be the next Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah. You. It's a almost like typecast, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, do you hear about Nicolas Cage?
No.
You know he's been doing like loads of wacky films.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because he went bankrupt, like really bad, like ten years ago or something. And he said he was that much of a typecast actor.
Yeah.
The films he was getting typecast into were like shit, and they were never going to pay off
So he had to go into that.
So he decided to like completely change his character.
Yeah.
And do all these wacky films to break out of the typecast.
Fucking hell, man.
That's why he's doing all these, fucking weird films.
Yeah. Robert Pattinson, too?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, The Lighthouse.
Oh, The Lighthouse. He did one,
Good Times.
Good Times. Good Times.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
So good.
Great. But he did that, too. But he had to go back to the drawing board. Like, he was top of Hollywood. He could have kept coming on.
Yeah.
In the Twilight films, but he would have been portrayed as that. No, he just went and fucking did all these hot house films, which could have flopped.
Yeah, yeah.
But smashed it and then bang, straight back into Batman.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight back into. To be fair, that Batman can be classed as a fucking proper film.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
Is it dark? Yeah.
The trailer looks like really dark.
Yeah.
Dark as the trailer, or is it a bit?
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
You can portray that as a real film as much as a superhero film.
I get you. Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense.
You know what, I might watch that. I think the listeners should definitely check out Lighthouse and Good Times.
Yeah, definitely.
They are top films there.
He's great in it. He's a real good actor. He's fantastic. He's fantastic.
William Dafoe in Lighthouse is just amazing as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That film, I think, is unbelievable film.
Yeah, it's a good film. Even he was good in Tenet.
Which one's
Christopher Nolan film? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tenet was good. It was the best in that.
Yeah,
it was the best.
I haven't seen that actually.
George David Washington was shit, but he was good in that.
Which one? Who's he?
It's Denzel Washington's kid.
Oh yeah. Has he been in much films? Is it?
No. Do you know what's funny? He was in Ballers, which was Dwayne The Rock Johnson's fucking show about American football.
Oh yeah, he was good in that.
And then he. For some reason, I mean, he must have been in another film, but not massive films.
Yeah.
And he smashed it in something else, like in a TV show. And then he just got it fucking front row at the fucking at Tenet and smashed it. I mean, it probably because he's Denzel Washington's son as well, let's be honest.
That opens a few doors, doesn't it?
Many doors, yeah. But yeah, it's fucking mental.
So, I've got a question, that's what I was thinking.
Mm.
So, I mentioned lifestyle. What about what lifestyle would you like to have in the future? You know, we're about where we want to be.
Mm.
You can sum it up, you know, sum it up with different stuff. Sum it up with the lifestyle, like where you want to be living, doing what, doing such and such, living like.
Ooh.
If you could sum it up, and then you could look back.
Yeah.
And see if it's the same.
Want me to go first?
Go on, yeah.
Okay, so if I'm painting a picture,
yeah.
I've always wanted to adopt the city life as much as possible before I fuck off to somewhere where it's a little bit bigger. Because I've always loved the idea when I get older to live in somewhere where it's a little bit more serene.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always, like, when I went down to my dad's, he lives in Richmondsworth, which is a little bit more of it's a country town-ish.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
You know, you can actually walk 10 minutes towards somewhere and there's an aquadrome and it's a little bit more of in the country, and yeah. I really like the serenity of it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like when I get really older, like when we're talking in your 50s, 60s and stuff like that. Somewhere where it's extremely peaceful and nice, and a part of me would like that now.
Mm.
But I think in some ways in life you've got to adopt things before they become less viable to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, living in the centre of the city is not really gonna appeal to you as much now.
I get you. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you're older. Like.
So living in the centre of the city now.
Yeah, would be nice.
Would be.
I've already done that in a sense with York. And,
yeah.
And but I mean, actually, like being able to like go to events, being into. Going like I would also like to be a part of something, to be a part of a group of people that engage in different things, and just being able to go out and enjoy Because one thing that I definitely didn't engage in now over the last how many years is that student lifestyle where every night you're out doing something. Yeah, you're getting pissed and you're not really doing anything too special.
Yeah.
But I mean, having a group of people that are like-minded and...
Just having a laugh with.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in Liverpool, because I spoke to one of my friends who's like a part of an artist and also works in the arts, who lives in a shared house with all other artists, and they all like kind of like work part-time at like a bar, but then do like weird art on the side. One of them is a graffiti artist and shit like that. And I just find being in a collaborative house like that and coming up with ideas and shit like that around like-minded people would be fantastic.
That's where they say iron sharpens iron.
What, iron sharpens iron?
You know, you surround yourself by...
Like-minded
people, you all sharpen each other.
Well, there we go. Well, that's what I would... That's, to be honest, out of everything in life so far, that's always what I've wanted.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be around like-minded people. And that's... Do you know what? You know, as much as I make fun of Earl... Earl, you laugh a little bit. As much as I make fun of my mate Earl, he is definitely someone that epitomizes that in a way.
Yeah.
Because he always wants to do something different and he's very like-minded.
Yeah.
So,
experience, he's open, isn't he? To, like...
He's open to it and he wants ideas and he wants to create. So, yeah, I would love to find that... before I get too old. And I'm not saying I'm dead old now. Like, I've still got, you know, like 5 or 6 years before I hit, you know, into my 30s and whatnot. So,
What about job?
Job, I
was living in the city.
Yes.
But then move somewhere quiet.
Yeah.
Countryside-ish.
Yeah, countryside-ish.
And then job.
A part of me in my job, I've created somewhat of a career in arts and heritage and also working with young people.
Yeah.
I find that the most fulfilling. So it'd be smart of me to keep going in that route.
I get,
But a part of me wants to also, like, just do what I said before about get a shop and then have a shop, like, and just a random shop.
I'll fully back that if you get a shop.
Yeah, would
you? I'll be your partner in that.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what I think would just be cool. Maybe that's something, again, way more down the line. I also wouldn't mind having like a clothing brand and having a shop with a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's nothing massive. I don't want it to become like fucking Gucci or anything, but something just like a little clothing store with my own clothing.
Wow.
Like, some people have done it in Liverpool. Like, Chans Alpino has a shop in Liverpool.
Yeah.
They do it, they smash it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's doable.
It's a Liverpool brand,
yeah,
and they have a shop, and they know it's a Liverpool, but they're not going to know it down south. But it's enough to keep them sustained, and it's quite nice that they have their own brand of shop. Like, that's what I kind of like. I like the idea of that too.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so that's jobs.
Jobs.
You'd like that.
What else is there on your list?
What else? I'm trying to think. Hobbies. Maybe hobbies, and you know, like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Daily, day, weekly, or you know what you're indulging in.
I just like to engage in all the activities that I've already engaged in.
Yeah.
Like, I want to keep learning more about music. I want to keep watching fucking movies all the time. I want to read more.
Yeah.
I think those are just things that I'm going to stick with. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I get it.
Very
simple. Yeah.
So those are my three things. What are yours?
My three. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be a second.
Yeah. Give you a minute.
I think for the... Oh, I'd have to split mine, because for the foreseeable future, I'm happy just like traveling.
Mm.
I basically want to do a cycle of like maybe three or four months traveling, and then the rest of the year just do like work, save up, chill with everybody.
Yeah,
and I'm happy to do that cycle for a while now. I think.
Okay.
You know, every year go somewhere for like 4, maybe even 5, if I can afford it.
5 months and just, then fucking come back for then, 5 months and then that'd be good.
I'd like to do that cycle. So that is a bit hard to say, you know, where you want to live and stuff like that, isn't it?
But then again, you can do that easily though.
Yeah.
Now, I think mine is a little bit less attainable. Yours are attainable now. You can do that.
Do you think 5 months traveling every year?
Easy.
I need to save up.
How much was you in the ball?
Two months.
If you build it up, you do 3.
Yeah, I think I could have done 3.
Yeah, easy.
I could have done 3. If I saved up really good, I could do 4.
Even if you do 3 or 4, come back, do a few more jobs, odd jobs, like you said.
Yeah, just chilling, do a bit of boxing, comedy nights, podcasting.
There you go.
I think that cycle is how I'd like to live for a bit. But then afterwards, I think I'd like to, maybe I'll put it down to the three things, like live. I'd like to live in the countryside.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like Lake District or Wales.
Have your
or
own
something.
Farm.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
I live on a farm with animals and do like farm work.
That'd be cool.
I think that's what I'd like
after
doing a long cycle of traveling.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd like, yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean,
I'd like everybody coming round on the weekends to my farm as well.
See, that'd be great too.
Everybody come round, play, stay over, camp in the field or stay at the farmhouse, table tennis.
That'd be
watch
sick.
Films, we'll have a barbecue for two nights.
Oh, yes,
Steve. I'd be happy with that every weekend.
Yeah, that's
at the
great.
Farm.
That's great.
Get everybody down.
I think it's attainable. I think the first bit is a little bit more attainable than the latter. But it's not that difficult when you think about it, because it's self-sufficient. You know, if you get on the farm and
you
just have to save a lot of money to buy the land and
that's
stuff
it,
like
yeah.
that.
I need to buy the farm, the farmhouse.
So
that's my plan.
Would you live in the city?
I don't think I could. I'd like the city. I like going to the city.
Yeah,
but I don't think I could live there.
Do you think you could do? You could live in York.
I could live in York.
You could live in York City. That's different.
Yeah,
to Liverpool.
That's the best city in the UK, I think.
I mean, it's good, but
I could live in a city maybe 2 months.
Yeah,
or three, maybe. I don't know.
And then you get a bit fed up.
Yeah, I think proper living.
But don't you think that's what's happening?
It is though.
People like that. I love the feeling on a night. Like, I came out the other night after going for food, but my friend came out onto the street. People are like,
so much
stuff is happening. And like, I went to my friend, like, come on, let's go out, let's do anything. Yeah. He was like, no, I'm going back home. I was like, fucking boring.
Yeah,
fucker.
You were energized.
Yeah.
See, that's where I've got a problem with my living in the countryside. That's where I'm torn. Because if you're living in the fucking hill in the middle of nowhere in Wales. What do you do on a Tuesday night?
Well, that's
or a Wednesday night?
That's my thing. Like, I'll get to there. Like, I want to live and be peaceful in a country. I'll live in a countryside and peaceful in 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine.
Down the line.
Yeah. But now, let's be cool. Let's live in a city. Let's go gigs. Let's fucking have a bit of fun.
Let's do it all.
Let's just rock. Like, I just want to rock up to random people's houses, and I want to have, like, what I've always wanted is a place where I can have, that's an open door policy.
Yeah.
Where, like, my mates just turn up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Not
everyone has a key, but it's in the sense of that everybody does. Like, everyone can knock on, come in. That's why I like the idea of having a studio in the city.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe not even a house. Maybe have a studio in the city and a house a little bit more peaceful or something, vice versa.
Yeah,
that's why the idea of the shop come from. Like, you can have people coming in, like your mates, and like chill out. You can have a sofa. Like,
it's so good. You know, I'm thinking about this shop now. You put it in
your head. I mean, I don't know what obviously the shop needs to be self-sufficient and make money and shit. Like, we have to actually sell
shit. You have to do a bit of work.
But you know, that's what I've always wanted. I've wanted deep down a place with like-minded people to share ideas and create, have fun and relax and just be a part of something.
And you found that in the city.
I want that. Yeah, you find that in the city.
Yeah. It's a good catalyst.
Yeah.
The city is a good catalyst for that.
It's a great catalyst for that. It's great.
You know, I think about when I was going back to when I was in Japan, the way we were doing it was like we were living the week living in the countryside. Mm. And then every weekend we'd drive and stay in the city for like 3 days.
Or like
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that was like such an extreme.
Really?
But it felt like it worked.
Yeah, okay.
You're like you have the week to just like do your stuff, do your whatever in the countryside. Mm-hmm. And then the weekend's just like
mad.
Just chaos, a blast of everything.
Well, that sounds fun.
And everyone.
That sounds fun. That sounds a great way to do it. It's like a caught me off the both. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I might do that. Live on the farm in the week.
Yeah.
And then every weekend I'm going into a city.
Yeah. Yeah. Then again, you've got to find like-minded people, and it's difficult.
That's it.
You've got to find those like-minded people, and
you can't be on your own.
It's not
healthy.
No, I am fully fine with being on my own.
Yeah,
But you've got to find like-minded people.
That's what life's
all about.
I think people. That's what drives you.
Yeah.
As well, when you're with good people.
Yeah.
You get an idea, bouncing off each other. Yeah. Let's do this. Oh, let's. When you're on your own, you can just like end fucking sat on the couch, not doing anything.
Yeah, you get a bit fucking depressed, don't you? Yeah. I love that idea of being energized and being with like-minded people and just fucking taking life by its balls and grabbing it.
We're both extroverts, aren't we?
Yeah.
We get energized from being around people.
That's true. Fucking, I know one of my mates that doesn't, and he fucking hates it. So. Yeah.
So that's where that comes from, isn't it, in a way?
True.
Yeah. You know, like...
A big part of it, yeah. But I think even if you're an introvert, okay, you just, you get burnt out after a little while. It doesn't mean that you don't... It's not necessarily that you don't get energized from people. You do. You get energized from ideas and being creative with people. Yeah. You just need your own space after a while.
Yeah, you need a little bit of a break.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you can't think here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, even, again, bring up fact here. I spent most of my time in galleries, like, alone. But I still felt energized because, like, I'm around people. I'm around this. I'm around contemporary art. I'm around...
Yeah, you're around art.
It's great.
Like-minded people.
Like-minded people that just you can bounce off and...
In a good environment.
Oh, yeah. The weather has a lot to do with it as well. Fuck, man.
I totally agree with you
there.
Oh,
my God. If you live in a sunny place, I don't know about statistics or anything, but you must be happier living in a sunny, more environment,
easily.
Must be.
If you're living in Greece,
oh,
it's just sunny every day.
You must be, right? Yeah. Australia, like waking up to pure heat going down to the beach every morning.
I don't know how people can live in, you know, like Norway or something like that, where it's just grim.
It's fucking grim all the time.
What's Norway? I'm thinking like Scandinavia.
Well, it is beautiful though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so, but when you live, okay, like when you live in St. Helens and it's pissing it down and it's not, none of
it's great.
Terraced houses is what you have as a view. And you know, in Pilkington's fucking factory.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, it's not good for the mind.
No.
It's not good for the soul.
But when you are like, oh, being in York for summer, oh. Perfect. Being in museum gardens in York in the summer and being by that, like by the river in the summer. Oh.
Well, that's what, you know what I'm saying about doing me cycles of like going away.
Yeah.
I'm always going to line it up so I go away in the winter.
I'm going somewhere
sunny.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Smart. I'll fucking come with you.
Yeah, come with me. I'm not staying around in the UK over winter ever again.
It's depressing.
Until I have my farm.
Depressing.
It's just... Oh, I don't even want to think, all right?
And, oh, goes dark at 5. Oh.
It's not good. Ugh. Like, as well, it's in St. Helens. I say to a lot of people, like, even though I've not done it, but, like, they should move away from your small town, shouldn't you? For a little bit.
Try it out.
Just try it out.
Try it out, see where you go. I mean, I did it, and it didn't work out amazingly, but I thought that was partly the job.
Yeah.
But I made great friends and, you know, I got to experience a new city and I missed that city. So there must have been something right about it.
I think even to a degree, like working out of your small city, like you worked in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
Like imagine if there's people in St. Helens who live in St. Helens, work in St. Helens and that's it.
Oh.
And they get depressed and they're not doing anything. And
yeah,
it's like,
imagine.
Just get out.
Just get out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, look for jobs in Manchester or Liverpool.
That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't think we've figured out life here, but we've definitely figured out what we want a little bit.
I think so. I think it'd be interesting to listen back.
Yeah.
To listen back to this.
Yeah.
After a while.
I genuinely don't think that I will change too much. I've changed over the last 7 years because... I've grown a little bit more in maturity, and that will happen, yes.
Yeah.
But what I've actually wanted my whole life, again, comes down to one thing, and that's belonging.
Belonging.
And having, being around lovely, great, like-minded people, and coming up with cool ideas, and just fucking doing stuff.
That's, you've motivated me here, Charles. I feel motivated.
This is how I got Earl to do his festival.
Deep talking with him,
you know?
I think belonging's such an important thing.
Yeah.
The way you've been saying it here, I think you can't overlook it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take it. How long have we done?
We've done an hour and 40.
Oh,
like
God, yeah. Fucking, that was quick. Fucking hell, that went by quick.
Well, I've got nothing nothing more to say. I think I'm...
Me either.
I think I've covered it.
Yeah, worked out.
I hope the listeners have... I don't know.
Maybe come up with your own idea of what life could be like for you and what it has been.
Yeah, I had a think.
Had a think about things.
Bounced off what we've said.
Yeah, pause the podcast halfway through it. Have a think about what you want.
It is important to have a think, isn't it, about stuff like this?
Yeah, don't come up with a 5-year plan like or anything like that, but just have a think about, you know, what you want from life.
Yeah.
Because we're all, again, at the end of the day, we're all different.
Mm.
And, like, we want different things, but if you don't think about it that much, then it's ultimately going to come down to you being a bit upset and depressed, I think.
Yeah.
If you don't think about these things.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was an episode of that.
Yes.
Hope the listeners have enjoyed that. They can remember to check us out on social media and stuff like that.
Yes.
All that usual talk.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to end this. I feel like...
You just end it.
You just end it. Is there no profound statement you want to leave it on?
No.
I've got a statement that's been in my head for a while.
Okay, go on, Steve.
But it's unrelated.
Oh, fuck it. Just throw it out.
It was when Connery said about alcohol, what in Islam they call alcohol, they talk about, and it's the thief of the mind.
The thief of the mind. Should we end it on that? The thief of the mind.
It's been stuck in my head for a long time.
Bye, everyone.
Adios.
This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.